his illness, is he okay?
He's out.
He's out. Kevin Porter Jr. with knee swelling.
He's in.
And Giannis Antetokounmpo with management.
He's out.
He's out. Okay. With obviously back to backs, it feels that Giannis wouldn't play in back to back games. What's the determination there, especially because you have like three more? Is it?
Well, he's just out because his foot is hurting. So
then okay, so it's a different issue than the calf.
Yeah.
Okay. Was he hurt in Miami then?
That's where he hurt it.
Okay. Is that a? I mean, he's obviously had issues. Is that a concern now beyond
just tonight? I don't think so, but we'll see.
Yeah. I mean, just a little bit ago, you had thought, hey, this is a game in Miami where you have a healthy team. Who's obviously left early. So is this, I don't know, I guess, like, for you, for the team, is it just another, we can't catch a break at any point with health or who's available?
Well, I mean, you're at every game. You can answer that on your own. I'm going to need to answer it, you know. We just haven't had that type of season, and you have those, and nothing you can do about it.
Pete's coming up on the end of his two-way eligibility.
Yeah.
Andre was inactive the other night. What are the discussions like there with John on Pete being here? Because obviously there's a move would have to be made if you're going to convert Pete. So what are the thoughts there on?
There's a lot of discussions. We like him a lot. I mean, obviously we can't talk about it, so.
After the game the other night, Giannis had kind of said that, you know, wins or losses, like to end the game, we need good habits. I'm curious for you, like, because he said that's the key to growth. You can't grow unless you're actually having those good habits.
That was our film session that morning because I felt the game before, you know, we had a lead late in the third and fourth, and then our execution, our shot selection was poor. And, you know, I told him, you don't get to win when you do that. You know, they go in, then great, you still get to win sometimes, but it's still not the right play or the right shots. And I thought we kind of repeated, and Rince did it again in the Miami game. I had a couple turnovers that the execution of one of the sets was clear what we wanted to do, and we turned the ball over where the weak backside would have been wide open, and Giannis took a tough shot, and so, yeah, I mean, that's part of winning.
Just for you, is there something you circle on each side of the ball? Like, on offense, is it shot selection? On defense, is it?
Well, offense is pretty simple for us. When we move the ball, as a matter of fact, when we pass the ball three times more, we're the third best offense in the league. That's with or without. You know, that tells you a lot about our offense. More with, obviously, Giannis. So ball movement, taking care of the ball is huge for us, you know, and then rebounding is huge for us as well. So
now that there's a larger sample size with this Atlanta team post All-Star break, what strikes you about the way that they're playing?
They're just better. You know, they're more talented. They're bigger. They're athletic. I think it's not just the trade. I think adding McCullough, adding Kispert, I mean, those guys are really good basketball players. It's added. I thought Atlanta lacked some shooting. They've added a guy, a bucket getter, you know, you can say a closer in McCullough. They've added more shooting. You know, getting Kuminga makes them more athletic. They're big. They're switchable. I think they probably have had the best transactions, you know. There's probably a couple other teams I'm not thinking about, but they have to be at the top of the list, you know. Pre-All-Star and then post-All-Star, you know, just all the moves they've made. They've really improved their basketball team.
Ryan was able to record a double-double off the bench.
Yeah.
Went to assist the other night. He said to us after just about what his number's called, he's going to go out there and do his thing. Just what have you noticed about his growth, whether it's as a starter or a reserve in a weapon?
Yeah, you know, he's mature. He handled it well. I think he's, last couple of games, his shot efficiency has been off the charts. He's taking better shots. You know, he's doing a lot of pitching it, which is something we've really encouraged him to do more instead of always dribbling. I think it keeps him out of trouble, and that's been good as well.
Anybody else? Thank you very much.
You sure?